We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And folks, football's here, ready or not. It's time to make sure you have IrishBreakdown.com bookmarked in your computer so you can quickly get to that website. Brian Driscoll is the publisher, and you can keep up to date on everything happening with Notre Dame football recruiting, basketball, and everything else. And Brian joins us on Sports Radio 960 WSBT on this Wednesday morning as we're going to talk some Irish linebackers. Brian, all that sounds good, right?
Oh, it sounds great. I mean, I just kind of jumped the gun there for a second there. I was so excited to talk about it. But yeah, it's going to be nice to to see a football Saturday back. You know, it's been a long time. It's been even longer, really, for that because we didn't really get experience that last year. You know, but a real football Saturday with all the traditions and the, you know, the fans and all of it. It's going to be tailgating. It's, you know, I miss the smells of Saturdays, honestly. I mean, it may sound weird, but, you know, you get that little short walk last year where there's no crowd, there's nobody grilling, there's none of that, and it wasn't the same. So I'm excited to get all that back, not just the actual football part.
Yeah, due to our pregame show, I actually didn't get to go to a game last year, so it's been a little while, and I'm eager to get back there. Can't wait for that first opportunity. And Brian, when Notre Dame runs out on the field against Florida State on September the 5th, it'll be Marcus Freeman as the defensive coordinator. And, yeah, the defense loses Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. That's a very difficult player to replace at his productivity from last year. But there's a lot of familiar names back for the linebacker spots. So when you think about the Rover position, Brian, Owusu-Koramoah was a fantastic player at that spot. Who do you believe is the leading candidate to take over for Owusu-Koramoah at the Rover? And do you believe there's some pretty strong competition yet to take place at that position this fall?
I'd be a little surprised if it's not Jack Kaiser. And I think there's going to be competition at the position, but I don't believe it's going to be for the starting job. I think the competition is going to be sort of who's that next guy off the bench. And I think one thing Marcus Freeman is going to want to bring to this defense is just waves of players. You know, we've seen it from the defensive line in recent seasons, but I think they're going to want to do it really the entire front seven, where they're just, you know, play at least a two deep, and I think that's where the battle's going to be. I think it's, you know, Paul Mawala, Isaiah Pryor, and then, of course, stud freshman Prince Colley, who won the High School Buckus Award last year, I believe is going to get a chance to start at Rover 2, although he could slide inside relatively quickly. But I think that's where the battle's going to be. I think Jack Kaiser's a guy that to me, has a chance to you know, look, he's not going to be Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, right? I mean, that's not what you ask him to be, but I think he's a kid that can be very productive. I think he's very smart. He's a very intelligent player. The one chance he got last year to step into the starting lineup against South Florida, he was outstanding. And I think the thing that often gets missed about Jack Kaiser is because, you know, he was a 1A football guy and not a big-time recruit, is he's really athletic. And I don't think they're going to see a huge drop-off in regards to a guy that can do a little bit of everything, can play the run, can play the perimeter pass, can cover, all those kind of things. I think he's got a chance to be a really, really good football player.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, Brian, if Kaiser's going to start at Rover, you got Mawola from Penn High School, Pryor. You just talked about the freshman, a very exciting player, and Prince Colley joining the program. Is the real competition then for who's going to be the number two guy on the depth chart behind Kaiser?
Yeah, and you know, is there a number two guy, or do they both show, like Mawola and Pryor, for example? Mm-hmm. Let's just say use them since they're the veterans. We've seen them. You know, is it a battle for, okay, you're number two, or is it more of, okay, Mawala, you're showing strengths in these two areas. Isaiah Pryor, you show a strength in these two areas, so we're going to use you here, and, you know, Mawala, we're going to use you in these instances. You know, so you're playing to their strengths, where really can use both of them, depending on the instance. You know, maybe one's a better cover player, so maybe use him a little bit more on nickel. You know, another guy's can rush the quarterback, so you put him in on certain situations. One guy's a really good run defender, so maybe against Wisconsin he plays a little bit more. But I could see something like that. But I think that's where the battle's going to be, is for that number two job, to see number one who gives Kaiser a breather, and then number two how much of one, because I think that's part of how often you're going to use a rotation as well. Is not just, you know, do I have a starter that's good enough to play 95% of the snaps, but more of a, do I have backups that are good enough to allow me to not have to play my starter 95% of the snaps? That's going to be the thing we're going to look to find.
He is Brian Driscoll, the publisher of IrishBreakdown.com. We're discussing the 2021 Notre Dame linebacking corps. Brian, a very familiar face back at Mike Linebacker. Fifth season, Drew White returns to be the Mike linebacker. How have you seen White evolve over the last couple of years?
You know, Drew is a really interesting player, because I actually thought he took a little bit of a step back last year. Okay. I think the fact that Notre Dame had some issues at the Will linebacker spot. You know, his first starting year as a starter was in 2019, and you had Osmar Bilal beside him, who was a veteran player, and Drew could just kind of worry about his job. I think last year, with all the struggles they had at the Buck, it's now the Will, but the Buck linebacker last year, I think far too often Drew was kind of worried about what was happening beside him, and it cost him to make more mistakes than he did the year before. I think this year that position's going to be more settled. You have two guys battling for that job, which I'm sure we'll talk about next. But mm-hmm. I think Drew is going to be allowed to kind of take a step back and just focus on, okay, go do your job. And I think he's a guy that he's an athletic player in like the short area, you know, a guy that can play tackle to tackle. He's a smart player, but he's also a smaller player. And by small, I don't care about the height and weight. I care more about the lack of length. And if a guy like him is not focused on, here's my job, I got to do it 100 miles an hour, I got to be precise with it, then he can get overwhelmed a little bit. And I think we saw that happen to Drew last year. Now this year, if he can be a little bit more disciplined, a little bit, you know, get back to the player he was, a little bit more aggressive downhill, eliminate some of the mental mistakes or technical mistakes he made last year, I think he's going to be a really good player. Because for the criticism that I'm throwing his way right now, and as poorly as I thought he played at times last year, he's still a kid that had, like, what, 9 tackles for loss last year in 12 games? You know, there's a lot of people that would like to, quote-unquote, struggle their way to 9 tackles for loss, you know, in a season. And And I think that's where I say I think Drew could be a really productive player, assuming, of course, he's able to hold off Bo Bauer, who's going to be pushing him for playing time at that mic position.
And I think the earth shook when Bauer had that interception last year. I'm not sure there's too many guys on this football team more confident in their abilities than Bo. Just when I hear him talk, it just feels like I can do the job, give me a chance, put me on the field, and I would think chances are pretty high we'll see a lot of Bo Bauer. He felt like, if I remember correctly, Brian, during the spring, he felt like with Marcus Freeman as defensive coordinator, his opportunities and chances to see might increase this year.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of what Marcus Freeman's telling the players, and that is, look, I it's not a thing where it's I get one starter and then everybody else, okay, we'll see at the end of the year. He wants to play a lot of guys, and he made a comment, Coach Freeman, that is, made a comment recently to Chris Zorich when he was doing an interview in Chicago at one of the Notre Dame club functions, and he made a comment that, like, look, in this era of the transfer portal, you have to take that into consideration as well. And number one, there's practical reasons on defense too that make you want to play multiple players. There's practical reasons as far as being healthier, staying fresh, using multiple skill sets. You know, in the fourth quarter, offenses are wearing down. We're still fresh. I mean, there's all types of reasons for it. I have six linebackers that have four or five different skill sets. We can utilize those throughout a game. But then the other part of it is I want kids to stay and stay invested. And the way to do that is to play them. And in this era now where kids can just transfer whenever they feel like it with no consequences, you're going to have a lot of young people making immature, rash decisions that they can't take back. And the best way to keep them from doing that is to play them. And I think that's going to be another part of it as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I think he's going to use multiple linebackers. And whoever starts, I expect them both to play. And I think the battle's going to be interesting, Darren, because it's not going to be so much who starts. I expect Drew White, who's a veteran, who's a leader, who may be a captain perhaps, to be a starter. But it's going to be about, okay, who's in there in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line? That's going to be the more interesting question.
Our Irish linebacker conversation with Brian Driscoll, the publisher of IrishBreakdown.com. He joins us on SportsBeat AM on WSBT Radio. Will linebackers, the other linebacker spot, and I would think Shane Simon has a slight advantage right now. If I remember correctly, Brian, he was brought in as a Rover recruit, now at the Will linebacker spot. What is it about his skill set that will give him a chance to succeed on the weak side?
Well, the one thing I've never questioned about Shane Simon is he's long and athletic. I mean, he has the physical tools to be a really good linebacker, and that's never been a question. I mean, you're talking about a kid that played at St. Peter's Prep in New Jersey, which is one of the top programs on the East Coast, and not only was he a great defender, he was their leading wide receiver as a senior in high school. I mean, very rangy, very athletic young man, really strong build, has all the things you want in a top linebacker. The concerns for Shane have nothing to do with does he have the physical gifts to do it. It's does he have the instincts to play the position? Can he make decisions enough? I mean, I still, Darren, can't fathom how a starting linebacker can go through an entire season like he did last year and in 11 games only have 14 tackles. I mean, Jack Lamb, as a special teams guy who got to play one game on defense, had 13 tackles last year, as a special teams guy. It blows my mind that you can do that, and that's what it is right there. It's just not having the instincts and the reaction skills to just see the ball and attack, go, get off blocks, use your technique for block destruction to get off and get to the football. He had one good game last year. Now it was a great game for him to be at his best. That was the Clemson game on November 7th. I thought he played really well. So it's not like he's the spotlight got to him. It's just he's got to be more productive. And if he's not more productive, you're going to see Maris Luofau beat him out, and not only beat him out for reps, but potentially beat him out for the starting job. And Maris had 22 tackles last year in 10 games as a rotation guy. So he's clearly more productive. But he had his own issues too. But Shane's talented. He's just got the light has to go on, much like it did for Asmar Bilal. A lot of the things that I'm saying about Shane Simon that keep him from being productive are things that I said about Asmar Bilal and why I never thought Asmar Bilal was going to be a productive linebacker in Notre Dame. It's like you can't be successful without those instincts, and those things don't just come to guys very often. Well, then 2019 comes and Asmar Bilal comes out and he's shown great instincts, and all of a sudden he has a great year, has over 70 tackles, has over 10 tackles for loss, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this guy's a really good football player. And the hope is that Shane Simon can have that similar type of jump, because he's every bit the athlete that Esmer was, if not even a slightly better one. So if the light can go on, he's going to end up being a pretty good football player for him.
Brian, Irish football right around the corner. Why should people lock in to irishbreakdown.com?
Well, you're going to get great analysis of the team. You know, we just launched a message board recently, so we're going to be giving some intel. But look, right now, for example, we're going through and talking about the position by position previews, and you know, talking about, we did receivers yesterday. We're going to do tight ends today. Just really give an in-depth analysis of where each position stands, and you know, continue to update all the news. And you're going to get, in my opinion, Darren, is the best in-depth analysis from I'm a former football coach, so from a football coaching perspective. And I think it gives there's a lot of great people on the beat, a lot of great people covering Notre Dame. But I think I bring a very unique aspect because of that coaching background, and we can really dive into the X's and O's and really get into the weeds about how things work and how things operate and how things maybe, if they don't work, why they didn't work. So that's really why I think Irish Breakdown is the place you're definitely going to make as part of your daily Notre Dame football consumption.
I can tell you're a coach. You just recruited me with that speech.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Hey, man, that's why I got paid the big bucks. I said like sarcastically.
I'm waiting for my scholarship offer of all that. That's perfect.
Let's do it.
Brian Driscoll, he is the publisher of irishbreakdown.com. Check him out. Great use of YouTube, video chats, a lot to get to at irishbreakdown.com. And he's kind enough to join us every Wednesday at 8:35 on SportsBeat AM. Always great to catch up. Brian, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Brian Driscoll, the publisher of irishbreakdown.com.